This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The end.
It's the wake up call.
We have to talk about something that is I'm gonna say that it has crossed over into alarming. Kevin's not with us today. Kevin texted us to tell us that he was not feeling well and he was not coming into work. What time did he send that? He sent that at 10:13 p.m. Now, by 10:13 p.m., we are asleep.
Oh, yeah. Okay? I'm long asleep.
Typically, we are asleep. I woke up because I'm having really severe back problems right now. I'm not sleeping through the night. So around midnight, a little after midnight, I wake up and I grab my phone and I'm looking at my text messages and I see Katie responded to Kevin's text message, which is so out of character for her. She responded an hour later, 11:15 p.m. And I'm thinking, nothing wakes Katie up. What
well,
the
and
hell?
It's certainly like, I don't have notifications. Like, my phone doesn't make noise.
Yeah. So I'm like, what was Katie doing up? Well, anyway, all right. And then, Katie texted twice. Didn't even text once. Texted twice. Kevin, I'm so sorry you feel so bad, you poor thing. Separate text. Yes, of course you can take the day off. And then I showed up to work this morning. And this is, again, we're getting back into what I think is alarming. Katie looks at me and she goes, so I guess, like, Kevin's not coming in today? And I, like, looked around as if there was, like, going to be somebody to help me with this. And I was like, are you joking right now? I go, you even texted him back. What happened?
I responded to this text in my sleep. I don't remember waking up. I don't know why, if I woke up, I would have looked at my phone.
It's all spelled right. There's exclamation points in your text.
Yeah.
And you have no memory of doing it.
Zero. I do think it's more of a result of my sleeping pill. And
what is your sleeping pill, by the way?
Well,
go ahead. No, tell me.
I can't remember the name of it. It's new. It starts with a Q.
Go ahead. No, tell me. I'll find it.
Quetiapine.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Q-U.
I got it. Okay. I got it. Okay. Go ahead.
So, like, 30 minutes after I take my sleeping pill, I don't know why you're laughing.
I'll tell you when you're done.
Okay. 30 minutes after I take it, I start losing memories.
Jesus
Not
Christ.
Not like memories from yesteryear, but like if I'm having a conversation with somebody,
yeah,
I will maybe have that conversation with them again the next day because I don't remember that I had it.
I see.
The other thing that is a little concerning about this medication, and I do want to let you know I have started cutting them in half because I felt that they were too strong.
Okay. And you did get them from a doctor, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. No. Go on.
Okay. I've said before, kind of joking, but it's not entirely a joke. When I was taking the full pill.
Yes.
sometimes I was confusing what were my dreams and what was reality.
I've never heard a more disturbing sentence.
But it's not like I had a dream where like a monster came and attacked me and then I didn't know if it was true. I'm having dreams that are like, yeah, so then I forgot to take the trash out. It's all completely realistic.
That's so much worse.
Well, it's not.
Maybe it explains stuff. Okay, when you mix it with the fact that I have a bad memory, okay?
Yeah.
You've come in here mad at me for stuff and I always just go like, well, maybe I did do that. I don't remember.
Okay,
but maybe
please remember, I've been on this medication for like a month and a half.
Okay.
So we can't discount years of you not remembering things.
Let's talk about this medicine.
Okay.
Quetiapin.
Yeah.
Googled it.
Okay.
Is not recommended for insomnia or related sleep disorders.
Okay.
First, well, that's the first thing that comes up. There is not enough quality research to show that it is safe and effective. You know, it is an antipsychotic drug.
Well, that's good.
That is Jesus Christ.
What?
That is used to treat symptoms associated with schizophrenia. Who prescribed this to
okay,
you?
Okay, in fairness, it's my psychiatrist, Francesca.
Oh, my God.
And as we know, I have an interesting relationship with Francesca in that we only Zoom each other and I've never seen her entire face because she can't figure out how to move her camera. She also calls me baby.
Isn't a large portion of your therapy session dedicated to her telling you how pretty you are?
Yes.
You've got to get off of this medication. Okay. What are the risks or side effects?
Oh, good.
Okay. Dizziness after standing up?
No.
Okay, great. Muscle spasms, repetitive body movements, restlessness, fidgeting, restless leg syndrome, and a disassociation from reality.
Are you serious?
All right. So, man, you know what? Thank you, Kevin, for taking off today. Otherwise, this
you
might have gone
my life
undiagnosed for a very long time.